One of the guys who had an interception, arguably the most important one, who was in the end zone. Cornerback for halfback for the Eskimos, Aaron Grimes joins us. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well, Aaron. Now, you were in this defense last year, then unfortunately injuries have forced you out of a lot of games. You didn't know Chris Jones before coming in. How long did it take you to really get comfortable in this defensive scheme, because it's a lot more aggressive than what you played last year and the year before?
Yeah, I don't think it took me very long to get comfortable. You know, Coach Jones likes to bring pressure, and he likes to play man-to-man defense, and that's one thing that I like to think that I'm good at, is man-to-man. You know, there's not too much to it. You got to guard the guy in front of you. So, you know, it took a little bit used to guarding the man off the waggle now that I'm playing the half. But other than that, I don't think it took too much getting used to.
Do you like it? Is it easier? Is it more fun as a secondary guy?
It's definitely a lot more fun. You know, we're flying around. we got a lot of plays in, but, you know, for the most part, we know the plays, and the defense is working well together. We got a lot of work together during camp and during the preseason game. So once that first game rolled around, we knew how each other played. I knew how the guy next to me was going to play, and we're just able to fly around and communicate a lot better.
Aaron Grimes from the Eskimos joins. Aaron, now the opening series is not what you guys wanted as a defense. What was said after that opening series on the sideline?
We just knew that we had to calm down. You know, we knew BC, you know, they're a professional team. They're really good, especially at home. But we knew that if we calmed down and played within our defense, that we can make plays and keep them out of the end zone. And I think we showed that after we gave up a couple big plays.
And big plays are going to happen. Now, obviously, when you're an aggressive defense, sometimes in man-to-man or one broken tackle potentially could lead to it. But you guys seem to get better and better. Where would you say you're at as a unit as far as really having a grasp of the defense? Do you think you've got a ways to go to really understand it and execute it the way it should be played?
Yeah, I think that we do have a little bit of ways to go. You know, we had a good showing and we started off right, but at the same time, we did make some errors, and we had some penalties, and there's things, communication errors, that we can get a lot better at. And I just think that, you know, after a performance like that, knowing that you still have a lot of room to improve, that's a pretty good start.
We're joined by Aaron Grimes from the Eskimos. They are 1-0, taking on the Hamilton Tiger Cats on Friday night. Now, Aaron, did you watch the Hamilton-Saskatchewan game yesterday?
I watched a little bit of it. I watched about the first half of it, and that's about it.
As a defense, you see Saskatchewan, 10 sacks they ended up with. Caleros was running for his life all game. Do you lick your chops thinking, man, now we got to keep the pressure up against that offensive line?
Well, I definitely think that we need to keep the pressure up, but that's something that's part of our defense anyways. You know, I don't know if it has too much to do with how the game went. I don't know if we can really get too many keys off of what they did, because the weather was pretty much opposite of what I think it should be on Friday. So, you know, we can't hang our hat too much on that. We still got to play our defense and play within it. But, you know, we do bring pressure, and we got a great defensive line who is going to pressure the quarterback all game. So that's something that we'll do.
You're also on special teams, Aaron, and we saw two huge special teams play, the fake field goal executed perfectly, and then the short kickoff. Talk about just how that aggressive play calling on special teams really fires up the entire squad.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, special teams, people like to look over it. But when people make plays on special teams, that gets the offense and defense going. And, you know, the longer we can have our offense on the field and wearing down their defense and putting points on the board, you know, the more discouraged the other team will get. And so when you can turn the game, you know, just by making special teams plays and making gutsy calls and executing them, you know, you got a really good chance of winning the game.
Joined by halfback Aaron Grimes from the Eskimos. On the special teams call, Aaron, is it Coach Dickinson or Coach Jones who's making that call at that time of the game?
I think it's a little bit of both of them. You know, I think Coach Dickinson likes what he sees. You know, he's got a guy in the box watching what's going on. So he goes, you know, he lets Coach Jones know it's ready when you need it, and I'm not sure who makes the call for that, but I know they both have a little bit to say with what goes on in that special teams call.
Did you guys on the sidelines know the fake field goal was coming, or does that even surprise you as teammates?
I don't know if the whole sideline knows. Okay. You know, we like to keep it that much of a secret. I'm pretty sure just the 12 guys who were on the field knew what was going on. You know, like the fake field goal.
Yeah.
I had no idea they were running it, but I was happy as hell that it worked.
So, yeah, at that point, you're just kind of like a fan, really? And I know the defensive guys often, when the offense is on the field, sometimes you're huddling up on the sidelines talking about the previous series, or maybe you're just watching on the Jumbotron. What goes through your mind? Like, it's almost like a turnover, it seems, because it extends the play.
Exactly. And as a defensive player, I love it, because the longer the offense is out there, the more of a break I get. And the more that I know that other defense is going to be worn down. So, you know, like you said, I'm a fan watching a play like that because I don't even know what's happening. I was actually on the sideline with my helmet buckled up just in case they missed the field goal, not knowing it was going to be a fake. So when I seen that, you know, I was jumping for joy, and I was happy for the team, happy for the offense.
Before I let you go, Aaron, right now, who do you think has the best flow on your team? Are you in the category?
The best what?
The best flow, haircut.
Oh, it's got to be me, right?
That's pretty good. When was the last time you cut that?
I haven't had a short haircut probably since middle school, about the seventh grade.
Nice.
I've trimmed it every now and then. Other than that, my hair has pretty much been a part of me for years now.
Okay. So now, is your hair kind of a big deal for you? Are you one of those guys, like, are you combing it all the time?
I keep it up pretty well. I don't know. You tell me. How does it look?
Well, hey, man, trust me. As a shaved head guy, you know what? There's part of me that's jealous about it. I love it. It's great. It's perfect.
I got to keep it while I can.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, Aaron, great start for you, not only on defense, but made some big plays on special teams, and continued success. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.